born, we were excited to think about and begin planning our family. We first conceived after 9 months of trying, but I miscarried within a couple of weeks of a positive pregnancy test. Stephen and I were already confused as to why it was taking so long to get pregnant, even though we had read that approximately 10% of women have trouble getting or staying pregnant. Although the miscarriage was an emotional setback, we did not give up on our dream of having a child. When finally pregnant with Avery, we were hopeful and anxious. Hope grew, as I did, and our attention turned from the anxiety of whether I would miscarry again to other attention getters that many moms-to-be experience: nausea, fatigue, swelling, difficulty sleeping, indigestion, hemorrhoids, moodiness, depression, anxiety. Information and support from medical professionals, family members, and friends were extremely valuable in dealing with these and other physical and emotional stressors. Soon the excitement of ultrasound pictures, baby showers, and fun activities such as decorating the nursery helped make pregnancy more bearable. Eventually, Avery arrived, and we were overjoyed. About 3 years after Avery was born, Stephen and I began trying to get pregnant with